Okay, it's nice to get back out here with these young guys. We've been out here on the practice fields for really all week this week with the veteran players. But, you know, it's good to get these guys out. You know, we've got last year on last year's team, we had seven undrafted free agents make the team. We had three rookies that started for us, and we had three undrafted players that made the team last year. So this is a big weekend for us. It's good to get them out here. This morning was more of a walkthrough, and then this afternoon we'll get after it a little bit more. So, questions?
I know it's just a walkthrough, but early indications of what you've seen from Mike Hughes so far. Unless you want to talk about him after today's practice.
Okay, yeah, I'll be glad to.
I mean, just interactions with him.
And he's good. He's fine. He's trying to learn, trying to do everything you ask. He was good.
Camp.
62, I think. I think there's 62. You know, the guys we drafted, some college free agents that we signed that will be here, and then some guys are trying out.
What do these guys have to do in order to make a good impression on you over the next 3 days to stand out?
Well, you know, I told them last night in the meeting. You know, what we're looking for is football players kind of. Character that we want. We want guys that are tough, smart, passionate about the game of football, good teammates, guys that are good people off the field. So, I mean, that's a start, and then obviously you got to look at their athletic ability and, you know, and the way they learn.
Like with Daniel Carlson sort of in competition now moving forward with Kyle, I guess, will you look to try to create as much pressure for him to sort of see how he responds, even though you can't give him a game situation yet?
Yeah, no, you know, there's plenty of time for that. I think, you know, we're just trying to create competition. You know, Kai's done really good this spring. So, we're just going to let him go out there and kick. And I mean, you know, we're always going to try and create the best atmospheres that we can. Can you stop the wind for me?
Do that for this afternoon.
Thank you. Well, you know, the kind of the fun part about it, you know, I went around and was with every group today with, you know, all the coaches, and, you know, and they're all great teachers. They're very technique-oriented, great, trying to be disciplined. And, you know, really in a group like this, when you've never had these players before, there's a lot more mistakes. So you get a chance to do a lot of correcting and trying to explain to them and understand that they've never done it before. So, you know, you can't really get mad at them. You just got to kind of teach them.
That teaching process at this level, or does it sort of frustrate you at any point?
Yeah, really, I enjoy this part the best. This media, doing the press conferences. No, that's what coaches are. They're teachers. We love to teach. I love being in front of the team and being able to, in a classroom setting, basically, and talk to them about the things we're trying to do and what way we're going. Then we go out here and we try to teach the best technique that we possibly can to make each and every player better and try to put them in the best position we can.
Mike, what's good about Jalen Holmes when you watched him on tape?
You know, he was a little bit of a pet cat all along. We watched him early at Ohio State, and he's played a bunch of different positions there. But, you know, he's got great size, great length, athletic ability. You know, we still think he's got a lot of raw, untapped potential. You know, this is a guy that Andre has done not only a lot of work on, but guys like him are guys that he's really made succeed in this league. Yeah, he fits. Yeah, he fits. He fits. Yeah, he's big and got great length, good speed, good first step quickness. You know, and there's obviously a lot of things he's got to work on, but you know, the mold is there that we can kind of try to get him to play like we want him to play.
What's your evaluation of Holden Hill, and how do you feel about getting a guy as an undrafted free agent? And how do you talk about doing
We spent a lot of time with him. He was here in the top 30. We met him in Indianapolis. You know, he's a good football player. big, fast, tough, good tackler. We've had a lot of conversations with him. I'm excited. He's got a chance to, if he'll come in here and do what we ask him to do, he's got a chance.
Are there any concerns about some of the off-the-field issues that he's
in? No, not really. We've done our due diligence. We've talked with every one of his coaches he's ever had in his entire life, I think. We've talked to a lot of people there at the University of Texas, and we feel comfortable with the situation. But, you know, it's about an opportunity. What he does with his opportunity, it's up to him.
Mike, with a guy like Ade Aruna, when he's still fairly new to the position, what's the key thing for him to pick up and get to this level now?
Ben, one of the things with him was a year ago he played like a 4-3 defensive end, and this past year he played like a 3-4 defensive end, so it was totally different technique and alignment. Quite honestly, he played better a year ago. But he also fits it. I was telling somebody, I said, those two guys, talking about Holmes and him standing there, I said, those are two guys, how they're supposed to look. Tall, long arms, athletic, fast. And it's going to be a process with him because he's a young, raw guy. Probably everything's going to be new. You know, getting in the right stance, taking the right footwork, putting your hands in the right place, understanding contact point on pass rush, really probably everything. So it may take a while, but that's why we got a lot of other players here.
Coach, what was it that kind of intrigued you guys about Jake Wynacki and kind of a local guy being here?
Yeah, he was here in our top 30 as well, and, he's a great kid. He did a nice job in college. He got great size, catches the ball well. So he'd be good, and he had other opportunities to go other places, and he really wanted to come here. So we always like those guys.
Rick mentioned the athleticism for a lot of guys, right after the time when we talked to them. And when you get guys who maybe are a little bit more raw and take time to develop here, what is that athleticism? When you can relate that kind of back to Neil Hunter, that was kind of the example he pulled on. Do you see that with any of just kind of on a first initial look with the guys out here?
Well, yeah. I mean, really all these guys. One of the things we're always looking for is athletes, because we can make guys better players, but we typically can't make them faster, more talented than what they are that way. But we're talking about these two defensive linemen, really O'Neal, he's another young guy that has, outstanding athletic traits. Gossett looked pretty good out here to me today. So, but we were just kind of going 3-quarter speed maybe. It wasn't really so. Coach Parcells always told me don't be an instant evaluator. He used to call it IE. So he'd get mad at me if I said too many good things about him.
Coach, what kind of things you want to see out of Hughes the next couple of days?
Always what you want to see with a guy that you drafted, especially where you drafted him, is you want to see the things you saw on tape. You come in here and when we do the drills, I want to see him, the acceleration that I saw on tape. I want to see the quickness that I saw, the long speed. You won't see the competitive nature so much, but that part, and then the learning process of trying to understand, when we correct him, does he continue to make that mistake or does he fix it right away? So those are the kind of things we're looking for.
Mike, what do you think Hercules' biggest adjustment will be switching to linebacker?
Yeah, it'll be an adjustment, but, those Washington State guys, those Cougars, were pretty tough. I was there for 5 years or something, so I know those guys. That'll be the biggest adjustment, standing up. He led the NCAA in negative plays last 2 years, and it's a little different. He was slanting and moving quite a bit, but size-wise, he projects more into that. There's been several guys that have gone from defensive line to linebacker. Bruschi's a great example. I'm not saying he's Bruschi, but, there's guys that have done that in the past. And so, it's going to take time, but that'll be the biggest adjustment. Learning, he's looking at running backs now and receivers, and, where before he's looking at guards.
Coach Brandon Zostra, a guy you went out and got last year before the season was done. What impressed you about him?
So far, he's done an unbelievable job out here in our phase two stuff. Running routes, catching the ball. He looks quick. He's a smart guy, tough. I think, today he's out here today. I asked him. I said, "Are you going to play special teams, or are you just going to try and be a receiver?" And he said, "No, he's going to play." And I said, "Okay, we'll see." So, You know, that'll be a big thing for him too, is to learn how to play special teams. But he's been impressive so far.
What intrigues you about Jake Wynicke, obviously a local kid?
Yeah, well, she just asked me that, right? Yeah. He's a kid that caught the ball well. He's got great size. We had him here in the top 30. You know, he's a kid, a local guy that wanted to come here.
Time for two more?
Woo-wee!
For three more weeks.
How many minutes was that?
Seven.
We're trying to keep this to 3 minutes from now on, but he's begging me for eight.
More?
You good?
Good.
All right, thank you.
We're going to have Brian O'Neill.